Hello everyone, my name is Amy, and I'm a girl on a mission to become the best version of myself in every aspect of my life, and hopefully inspire a few of you to do the same. This podcast is going to be full of real, raw, and honest moments from a far from perfect girl that is learning to love herself and spread the message of positivity. I'll be sharing all the things I learn on my journey with you, so whether you are looking to grow with me or just have a laugh along the way, welcome to Girl on a Mission. Hey everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Girl on a Mission podcast. Today we're going to be talking about how to attract your dream life. So all about manifesting and using the law of attraction to your advantage. Manifesting is something that was brought into my life about a year ago now. So I'm going to talk a little bit about my journey with it, how I personally like to do it, because there's lots of different ways to do it. In my opinion, none wrong or right. What works for one person might not work for another. And my little tips to use it to the best of your ability. So manifesting was first introduced to me by my manager at one of my workplaces. I was working at a steakhouse and we got this new manager, which was really lovely. She was a very spiritual lady, but in like a really normal way, if that makes sense. Like, she wasn't your classic hippie wearing like genie pants. She was like a very driven lady, very knew what she wanted, but she just was very in touch with her spiritual side. She actually told me that it was her whole life purpose to be put on this earth and to teach other people and to enlighten them into the spiritual world. Now, keep in mind, I had knew nothing about spirituality before this moment, and I remember thinking she was a bit kooky. Like, to be honest, she was telling me all these things about her, how her husband was her twin flame and they had seen each other in their dreams, and I remember being like, sure. Like, I was just such a run-of-the-mill, straight-edge kind of girl, and I was like, yep, okay, I believe that, cool. Anyway, and she would just tell me all about how she was like manifesting her dream things and stuff, and I was like, sure, right. At this time in my life, I was still dancing full-time at my course, and I was getting really frustrated because every time I wanted something, even at the course or in my life, every time I really wanted something, I wouldn't get it. And when I didn't really care if I got something or not, it would come straight to me. And it was actually becoming really frustrating. I was working so hard for all these opportunities for my end of year performance and then never getting any of them. And then I would not care if I was in a dance and then I'd get put in that dance. And I was like, this is actually starting to really annoy me. And I was getting really worked up and upset about it. And I was honestly crying all the time in the toilets because I just felt like I wasn't good enough. I felt like I didn't deserve these things, and it was just this terrible shame spiral. Every single thought I had was a negative one about myself. Now, I remember telling this to my manager at work, and she said, you need to manifest things. And I went, what? And she goes, you need to manifest them. You're letting your ego get in the way, and you don't think you deserve these things and that you're worthy of them. And I was like, what do you mean? Of course I think I'm worthy of these things. When I thought about it, no, I don't think I'm worthy of these things. I tell myself all day that I'm too fat, I'm not a good enough dancer, I don't have enough technique, I'm this, I'm that, and it's all negative. No matter how much I might think I deserve this, I'm constantly telling myself all day that I don't. So she explained how to manifest to me, and the next day I was like, that's it. I'm ready to manifest something into my life. So I'll give you a bit of backstory on the first thing I ever manifested. We had this teacher at my full-time dance course. His name was Jared. He's incredible. He's a our Latin teacher. He's been on Dancing with the Stars. He actually won this year. He was amazing. He was one of my favorite teachers. I absolutely loved learning Latin. It was one of my favorite styles. And it was a big goal for me to be in his end of year dance because I loved the style and I felt like I was actually pretty good at it. Now, when it came time to choose this dance, I was not cast in it, which absolutely hurt me so much. It really broke me, to be honest. I can't tell you how many times I cried in the toilets about that. I was being very needy. I was being really like, I have to be in this dance. I need to be in this dance. I want to be in this dance. And that's probably why I didn't get it. Because whether you know it or not, you're manifesting things into your life. And I manifested to not be in that dance, unfortunately. Now, the day that he came in to choreograph that dance, I was walking along the building ready to come in, and I actually ran into him. And he goes, oh, hey, how are you? And we had a little chat, and he was talking to me about it all, and he was like, oh, you wanted my dance? And I was like, no, unfortunately not. I always got along with him really well, so that really was like, oh, god damn it. That whole morning on the train ride to uni, I had been trying my best to manifest that I was going to be in it. And in that moment, I really wanted him to offer for me to be in it, and he didn't. And I was like, oh, okay, that's fine. Anyway, so he starts choreographing the dance, and they go into a room. I go have a little cry in the toilets, and I go, no, that's enough. It's not too late. You can still manifest this into your life. So I went out to my friend and I told her, I'm worthy of being in this dance. I deserve to be in this dance. And I should be in this dance. And she went, yeah, I agree. And I was like, no, I know I'm worthy of it and I know I'm deserving. And that's all that matters. Right after I said this to her, he walked out of the room and he came up and pointed at me and said, Amy, jump on in the dance. And I can't even describe what I felt at that moment, because that doesn't really happen quite often at my full-time course, that the cast of a dance would be decided and 100% and they would start choreographing it and then they'd come out and grab somebody else. I mean, it happened here or there, but it never really happened with Jared. He was very like, this is my cast, this is it. And I was just so happy. I walked into that room and I was like, oh my God, I manifested this. And I just couldn't believe it. And that was my first encounter with manifesting. So the way I like to manifest, as it works really well for me, is I like to think of what I want and I like to tell myself that I am deserving and I am worthy of having that. So for example, this dance, that whole train ride there, I kept telling myself, I am worthy and deserving of being in this dance. And if I'm not in that dance, that's okay. I'll take it as it comes and I will learn from that experience. Because an important thing with manifesting is you can't let your ego get in the way. You have to know that you are worthy and deserving of it, but not in an egotistical way. Like, oh, of course I'm going to be in this dance. Who else would they put in this dance? You know, things like that doesn't work. So now that I've shown you my first experience in manifesting, let me explain a little bit more about it. So everything in this world has a vibrational frequency. It's just science. Everything vibrates. Think about atoms vibrating against each other. Now, to get what you desire in this world, you need to be the same vibration as it. So you need to raise your vibration. You can do this by practicing daily gratitude. You can do it by meditating. Even dancing is a really good way to raise your vibe, putting on a song and just silly dancing. And once you're the same vibrational frequency as what you desire, it will come to you. Now, the universe has your back. It wants you to have everything you want in life. And I remember my manager at work told that to me. And I was like, yeah, sure. And then the more I manifested, the more I realized the universe does want me to have everything I want in life. I just have to be willing to accept it and know that I'm worthy of it. Now, some people will tell you that to manifest, you have to act like you already have it. For me, that doesn't work. Because when you manifest, you need to wholeheartedly believe what it is you're saying. It's not like affirmations where if you tell yourself it enough times, you'll convince yourself. With manifesting, you have to wholeheartedly believe it. So I like to just remind myself that I'm worthy and deserving of it. Acting like I already have it makes me doubt the manifestation, and then that's when it doesn't work for me. However, that might work for you. Another way that is really good to manifest is to write it down. I know lots of people really like to write things down, and there's a couple of good different methods with it. There is the 369 method, which you can search up because I'm going to explain it terribly if I try, which is really great because you can write it down, you can see it. It's also really good to have vision boards. I really want to make one, but I don't have a printer. So when we can go back to Officeworks, catch me printing off a vision board. It's good to visualize the things that you want in life. I remember my manager also said to me, you visualize it like you already have it. You visualize yourself doing it or experiencing it or whatever it is. With manifesting, it's also really important to make sure that you're not coming from a needy want place. Like I said before, when I really needed to be in that dance and I wanted to be in that dance, I didn't get it. Whereas when you are coming from a place of knowing your worth and a place of gratitude and a high vibe place, that's when it'll come into your life. Another really good tip that I actually just learned is to not focus too much on when it's coming to you. Obviously, you can have a little time frame, but don't obsess over it. So I learned this from the book, The Universe Has Your Back, Transform Fear to Faith by Gabrielle Bernstein, that I've been reading recently and really loving. She talks about how if you obsess and focus over when it's going to happen for you, then the universe can't bring that to you. So a good example of this is women who tried to get pregnant. So they're like, I need to get pregnant now. I want to get pregnant now. And they're really focused on getting pregnant in that moment. Then often when they decide to get IVF treatment because it's not working, getting pregnant naturally, they will fall pregnant naturally without the IVF because they are less focused on when it's going to happen and they're not obsessing over that time frame anymore. They've just let the universe do its thing and bring it to them whenever it brings it. I actually experienced this very recently. So myself and my partner Jamie have been on the waiting list to get a puppy for probably like 6-7 months now, since March. And we were really, really excited for it. And I've been trying to manifest this puppy to come into my life this whole year. I've been like, oh, I want it now. I want this puppy now. And I haven't just relaxed and let the universe bring it to me whenever it's ready to bring it to me. So we've been waiting ages. And we finally got to choose a puppy and there was a bit of a complication with it and we were no longer allowed to have that puppy and we had to go back on the waiting list, which I was like, oh, okay. I actually felt really at peace with the decision. Finally, I was like, okay, whatever comes to us is meant to come to us. Then I read in the book that you have to obsess less over when it comes to you. And I just kept saying that, look, the universe is going to bring it to me when it needs to come to me and it's going to bring the perfect, most loving and beautiful puppy into our lives. And as soon as I relaxed and stopped obsessing over when it happened, I got a call from the breeder saying, hey, just so you know, a lady had to pull out of a puppy that she was already going to get. And so now we'd like to offer that puppy to you. And its pickup time is in 3 weeks, rather than me having to wait for a puppy to be born and then wait the 8 weeks that it has to grow up for before you can take it home. And I was like, wow. This is the universe literally telling me that because I relaxed and wasn't obsessing over when it was coming into my life, it's going to bring it to me. So that's a really good tip that I only just learned. Another really good tip if you have just started manifesting is to start small. Don't try and manifest $10,000 off the bat because if you don't believe in manifesting, it's probably not going to work. Start with really little small things. A podcast I really like said how she would just manifest a car park. So she'd be going to the shops and she would just manifest a car park right out the front of where she was going. Or manifest that there'll be no line when you go to the post office. Just start small. And then you'll be amazed at how it actually works. And you can call it a coincidence or whatever you want, but it's incredible. Once you start believing your powers as a manifester, you can start manifesting bigger and better and more amazing things into your life, like new careers, new dream jobs, new romantic partners. Incredible things will be coming your way in no time at all. I'm definitely no expert at manifesting. I'm still learning things as I go. I still try to manifest things and they don't come into my life. But often I look back on it and it's because I'm coming from a really needy or wanty place, or I'm obsessing over the time frame. So it's just learning to trust the universe. And I feel like I'm at that point in my life now where I just really trust the universe to bring things to me. So hopefully some amazing things start manifesting my way. If you'd like to learn more about manifesting from some people who are much better than me, I have a few really good recommendations. Obviously that book I mentioned before, The Universe Has Your Back by Gabrielle Bernstein. I think she also has another book that I've heard people really love as well. There's also some really good podcasts out there. The Jessie Willems podcast talks about manifesting a lot. There's also the Manifestation Babe. I also like the Big Conversations podcast. I think it's by Haley Hoffman. There's heaps and heaps and heaps of resources out there. If you just search manifesting, so many things will come up. So many incredible people in this world use manifesting. Oprah Winfrey, Will Smith openly use the law of attraction to their advantage. So it's time for you to start doing the same. One of the hardest parts about manifesting things into your life is the fact that you have to take responsibility. Responsibility that whether you know it or not, you have been manifesting things into your life this whole time. And that can be really difficult going, wow, every time I didn't get the job I wanted or something didn't go the way I had planned. That was me being my own worst enemy, manifesting terrible things into my life through self-doubt and disbelief. Another interesting moment in this book that I'm reading that she spoke about was once she had a friend that was throwing a party that she threw every year. and she was going, oh, better I'm not going to get invited to this party. She's not going to invite me. She just had this feeling and self-doubted. Then lo and behold, she wasn't invited to the party. She was feeling really down on herself, upset and annoyed. And one day she decided to just let go of that and go, it is what it is. It's okay. Then she was telling one of her friends that she wasn't invited, and they were like, why don't you just message her? That seems really odd for her to not invite you to the party. Then she messaged her and said, hey, I just thought it was a bit weird. I was wondering why I didn't get an invite to the party. And she went, no, of course you were invited. Did you check your emails? And she went into her junk folder, and there it was. She was already perceiving that situation that she wasn't going to get invited. So she didn't even bother to look into her junk. She manifested that she wasn't going to get invited to that party, and she didn't get invited. Then when she finally decided to wake up and know that she deserved to be invited to that party, the invite was already sitting in her junk folder. The universe wants you to have the things you want. Don't look too much into situations and let those negative thoughts overcome you. If you're still skeptical on it, let me close with two really incredible stories of things that I've manifested into my life to show you how it can work. When I had first learned how to manifest at the end of last year, I told all my friends about it and they were like, okay, sure. Then when we were going to a music festival where you weren't allowed to bring any alcohol in and it was a camping musical festival, we had hit it all really well in the car that we were driving in, as everyone does, to try and save some money because drinks at festivals are so expensive. And I kept telling everyone, I'm going to manifest that we get it all in. So while we were driving there, I think everyone thought I was a little bit kooky, but every now and again I'd go, all right, group manifestation, everyone close your eyes. And I was like, we are worthy and deserving of getting this alcohol into the festival. We've put so much time and effort into hiding it so well. And if we don't get it all in, that's okay. We'll just take it as it comes. And we did that about 4 or 5 times on the way into the music festival. So we were lined up in our car waiting to get in. And every car in front of us in all 10 lanes, their car was getting pulled apart. Every single thing from inside their car was getting taken out. Bags were getting torn apart. They were literally going crazy on everyone, searching every crevice they could. They were looking underneath cars. They had all of these crazy measures in place to make sure they didn't miss anything. Alcohol was getting thrown out of bags. We were stressing a little bit. Especially because last minute I decided to just chuck a UDL in my Doc Marten, and I don't know why I did that, but I was like, they're definitely going to find that. We pull up to the security guard and she says to the driver, have I checked you guys yet? And we're like, oh, we kind of panicked. We didn't know whether to say yes or no. Then the driver just said, no, you haven't. She goes, oh, all right. For being so honest, just go on through. And they didn't check our car at all. They didn't even look down the sides, nothing. And I know that sounds like coincidence or luck or whatever, but every single other car was getting torn apart. We were the only one that didn't. It was honestly crazy. Then as we got through, I said, hey guys, told you I was going to manifest it. Can't believe I actually got every single bit of alcohol through. Another really fun story, which actually inspired me to make this podcast episode, was the other day I was listening to a Big Conversations podcast with Hayley Hoffman. And she had a guest on there that was saying when they first started manifesting, they just started with small things. She just tried to manifest a $5 note into her life. And I was like, oh, that's a good idea. Let me test if I can do that. So I was like, today I'm going to come across a $5 bill. Then I went to my boyfriend's parents' house later that evening and I walked outside and lo and behold, on the table, there was a dirty $5 bill. And I was like, oh my God, I did not think this is going to work. To be honest, I'd completely forgot that I had tried to manifest it that morning. And when I saw it, I was like, you've got to be kidding me. I shared it on my Insta stories and so many people were amazed and shocked who had never manifested things into their life before. So I was like, I have to teach people how to do this or at least give them an insight into how incredible manifesting can be. I really do hope after this podcast episode, you give manifesting a go because the things you can welcome into your life are insane. And also, it's really nice feeling like you have some control of what happens to you in your life. Like, things aren't just happening to you for the sake of it. Things are happening for you, and things are happening because you deserve them and you want them to. It's actually very reassuring. Thank you so much for listening to another podcast episode. I hope you learned some good tips and a bit of an insight into the law of attraction and what manifesting is. I'll probably delve a little bit deeper into this in coming podcasts when I kind of feel like I have more valuable information to share with you all. As always, don't forget that you are incredible, you are loved, and you're amazing. And if you like this podcast, make sure to subscribe and leave me a review. Bye.